The Board of Game will consider instituting the state's first aerial predator control program for bears at its annual statewide meeting that convenes tomorrow in Anchorage. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game says it's proposing the program for a section near the Kuskokwim River where the moose population has struggled in recent years. The board will also decide whether to implement a wolf predator control plan on the Kenai Peninsula for the first time. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The predator control proposal involves Unit 19A, an area east of Bethel along the Kuskokwim River. David James is a regional supervisor with the Fish and Game Department based out of Fairbanks. He says aerial wolf control in the area has dramatically reduced wolf numbers, but the moose population has not recovered. And he says that's not surprising given the number of bears.
What is being proposed for the board to consider is to allow department personnel to go into the area in helicopters and actually use aerial shooting if necessary to reduce the bear population in a relatively small area, something over 500 square miles.
James says he doesn't know how many bears the program would target, but it would involve shooting both black and brown bears.
From a biological standpoint, it's the most efficient way to get the results that we desire.
James says moose populations are so low, hunting is either closed or severely restricted in the area, with a devastating impact on local families who count on the meat to fill their freezers. And that has made it one of the highest management priorities in the region. But he says the Board of Game, with input from the public, will make the final decision.
The confounding issue is whether the Alaskan public finds this an acceptable way to manage bears or not. And in so much of what we do, That's an overriding consideration, and that's where the public process kicks in. That's why there's a Board of Game and advisory committees and various avenues for the public to weigh in.
The Board of Game makes most proposals available on its website at least a month before they come up at a meeting. But this is an amendment to a current proposal, and it's still not out publicly. That troubles conservation groups. Valerie Connor with Alaska Center for the Environment calls the move shocking and cowardly.
Killing bears from airplanes has never been allowed before. And then to try to slip this in at the last minute, it just shows really how badly we need some new leadership in the Department of Fish and Game and a complete overhaul of the Board of Game.
Connor is also concerned about a proposal to allow public bear snaring in the same unit. That involves attaching a bucket of bait to a tree. When a bear goes for the food, the snare catches its paw.
Picture it's a female bear and her cubs are right there, you know, and there's no requirement for someone to be, you know, manning the station. So it's not like the bear will just be killed immediately after it gets caught. I don't know how long the bear might be hanging there by its paw.
Two other proposals drawing criticism from conservation groups would allow predator control of wolves on the Kenai Peninsula for the first time. The state wants to boost two different moose populations on the northern and southern Kenai. But Teresa Fiorino with Defenders of Wildlife says predation by wolves isn't causing either problem, and so the wolves should not be targeted.
People living and recreating on the Kenai don't want aerial predator control. The advisory councils are not even supportive of wolf control as a means to help moose populations on the Kenai. Also, the feasibility assessments that were developed by the department for these proposals lack any scientific credibility.
The chances that some form of aerial predator control on the Kenai will pass at the Board of Game meeting are good, according to Tony Cavalock, the state's assistant director for the Division of Wildlife Conservation. He says it's important to do something to boost the moose populations there.
Certainly we're hearing from the public, too, through the advisory committee process and also through the board, but from the public in general. We have hunters that are increasingly dissatisfied with the opportunity to find a legal bull moose, in some cases there on the peninsula. The opportunity has reduced over the last several years.
The Board of Game meeting runs through January 18th at the Hilton in downtown Anchorage. Public testimony is scheduled to begin Friday, probably in the afternoon, and continue at least through Saturday. The board has more than 250 proposals to consider. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.